It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, a Wisconsin author shares his experience of childhood sexual abuse and how he hopes to support others as they move from victim to survivor.
But first, it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
Republican lawmakers are advocating to install an inspector general for each of 16 state agencies, including WEDIC and the DNR. We'll find out why.
And from the continuing story of the Lincoln Hills Youth Correctional Facility, we learned this week that prison misconduct allegations have risen dramatically in the last few years.
For the latest on those stories and more, Robert Menser joins us now. He's the storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Robert, welcome back.
Hey.
Well, so early on this week, we learned that some Republican lawmakers were looking for support on a bill that would name an inspector general for each of 16 agencies. How would that legislation work, for starters?
Yeah, so this inspector general would work for the legislature. They would oversee a bunch of agencies. So it's the Department of Corrections, the Department of Natural Resources, Department of Transportation, also the UW system. And the goal of having them would be to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in state agencies. The old chestnut that you hear, right? You would almost think that it's one word if you're listening to politics, right? It's waste, fraud, and abuse. And so the idea is that if there are some agencies, like the Department of Health Services currently has an inspector general, and some do, but this would be, a watchdog that this is being proposed by a couple of conservative Republicans, and I think that it's the hope is that it would keep costs down and keep sort of budgets honest within these departments.
And they were looking for bipartisan support for this to make it veto-proof. Are they getting anywhere with that?
So the Democrats who were quoted, WisPolitics.com wrote about this, and the Democrats that they interviewed were sort of, I would characterize as sort of lukewarm on it, and they said that they wanted some changes, but they weren't against it. The reason that they want this to be veto-proof, of course, is because it would represent sort of the legislature taking some executive authority away from Governor Walker, because these departments are in the executive branch for the most part. And so there's a thought that the governor might see that as usurping some authority and want to veto that. So that's why they think they need Democrats.
And the concern, one concern among some Democrats who weren't so sanguine about it is the question, who gets to appoint these inspectors general?
Yeah, and Republicans is the answer. As proposed now, they would be appointed by Republicans, and they would serve 6-year terms. So these would be nonpartisan positions, and there's inspector generals. Like I said, there's inspector generals in state government now, and certainly in federal government, and they can operate in a nonpartisan fashion. But I think Democrats have some concerns, and express some concerns that they might end up being sort of like going on a partisan crusade. Also, we're saying this bill that's being circulated now is kind of an update on an earlier bill. The same Representative Dave Craig had a bill that would have had this new agency replace the Legislative Audit Bureau, which is used for some of the same functions to run numbers and get estimates of budget questions for the legislature. And according to Craig in this report, absolutely no one was supported that idea. So this is sort of an update on that, and he indicates that maybe they'll make more changes as they try to get Democratic support.
And given the power issue that you talked about, whether if this thing passed, some power would be taken away from Governor Walker, has he given any indication about his temperature on this one?
So not formally, but I think the fact that that the sponsors of the bill are already saying that they are seeking Democratic support and wanting to make this veto-proof is probably a pretty good indication that they have a sense of where the governor might come down.
We're going to move on now and look at a Gannett Media report released this week on prison misconduct allegations in recent years. And what is the story there?
So Keegan Kyle of Gannett, Wisconsin's investigative team took a look at these claims of misconduct. This is throughout the prison system, and found that they have risen. So he requested this data, and the Department of Corrections did a special look at instances of reports that flag misconduct. They found that in 2012 there were about 1,200 of these reports. This involves inmates as well as guards, I should say. In 2013, that was up to over 1,400. In 2015, 1,500. In 2013, 1,400. 2015, 14. I'm getting confused. 2014, 1,500, and this year it looks like it's on track to exceed that 1,500 total. So that's a concern. It connects with earlier reporting that Keegan Kyle has done about overtime being way up within the prison system, and that found over 1.3 million hours of overtime in the last fiscal year, and a big rise. And this is what some people say, some people within the system argue, contributes to problems like we have seen at Lincoln Hills, the juvenile detention facility, as well as just making for a more dangerous job and a worse environment within the state's corrections facility.
Now, you mentioned Lincoln Hills youth correctional facility, and there was some news about how much Governor Walker's office or the governor himself may have known about this. What came out this morning?
Yes, that's right. So what's clear is what came out this morning is that that the governor knew about complaints at Lincoln Hills in 2014. So for over a year has had some word on this. And to be honest, I think it's sort of an open secret among journalists that there have been people who current or former employees in the system who have raised concerns that this, we know that this John Doe investigation that led to the latest Lincoln Hills allegations and what's become public about that juvenile facility, that investigation itself has been going on for over a year. So it's looking bad in the sense that there seem to be a lot of arrows that were pointing to conditions not being what they should be and not being safe in that facility.
We're talking to Robert Menser right now, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media, getting our state news roundup right now. And we're going to wind up here with a story that a state lawmaker has introduced a bill that would affect a Native American effigy or burial mounds in Wisconsin. What would these changes be?
So I found this a fascinating story reported by Jeff Glaze in the Wisconsin State Journal, and it reflects there's long been this battle over a particular site of Native American effigy mounds in Blooming Grove in Dane County, and there is a giant, sort of, you know, 50-acre limestone quarry there. And within this quarry, there are a couple of specific acres where there's a burial mound is protected by the Wisconsin Historical Society, and they're not allowed to dig there. The companies say that the what they could get in that quarry is worth about $10 to $12 million, $10 to $15 million, and so they want to dig it up. So they say there's not even any evidence that there actually are human remains there. And meanwhile, the Ho-Chunk Nation and the Historical Society say that they've surveyed this, and they say that it's part of this larger burial site called the Ward Mound Group. I found this very, very interesting. So the bill would create this weird catch-22. It would allow them to dig up the site to verify that there are not human remains there. So it's this weird thing. If you dig up the site and you find that there are human remains, then you wouldn't be allowed to dig it up. But of course, you've already dug it up. If there aren't human remains there, then you would be allowed to dig it up, but you can't know that until you've dug it up.
Right. So how has the Ho-Chunk Nation responded to this?
It is hard to determine this. So the Wisconsin Historical Society used radar, they used magnetometry, and they surveyed this site and identified a bunch of these sites in the state. It finally was certified in 1990, but there had been mining going on in this particular site and in the area since 1962, and there were no legal protections at all in place until 1986. So they've said that there's no evidence that there's the miners have said there's no evidence of burials there. The Historical Society and the Ho-Chunk Nation say that they have oral traditions, they have history, and there's evidence in the area. It is genuinely hard to prove whether this specific sort of 3-acre site has burial mounds, but we know for sure that there's burial mounds in that area, and it just feels like it's this weird sort of logically inconsistent thing where you have to dig it up to figure out whether you need to protect it.
And we'll be talking more about that on Central Time coming up next Wednesday, so you can stay tuned for that. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
That was Robert Menser, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. He joined us for our Wisconsin News Roundup this week.